By Abby Luciano, local journalism initiative reporter North Shore News. The BC Coroner's Service is investigating the death of the young man found on Grouse Mountain after the October 19 atmospheric river. The Coroner's Service confirmed that 25-year-old Tevin Rauner is the deceased. Rauner's mother Chandra Russell said her son went out hiking on Grouse Mountain on Friday, October 18, and that his body was found on Monday, October 21. Russell said she believes her son wasn't prepared for the conditions and didn't make it home. The storm hit, and I don't think he really anticipated how cold it was going to get, Russell said. It's just awful. Russell said she holds countless memories of her son on the North Shore and around the Lower Mainland. She recalls Rauner loving to spend time outdoors with his brothers, sisters and their dog in Ambleside. Other times, Rauner would take his siblings out for Slurpees and treats at the corner store. He also had a creative side as a writer and musician, taking guitar lessons at Long and McQuaid on Main Street for 4 years, and doing many performances with Ecole Handsworth Secondary at Centennial Theatre. Russell said she and her family are shocked and in mourning after finding out about the sudden death. He was really loved, and he'll be really missed, Russell said. His brothers and sisters are just devastated, as I am as well. We're all just in shock, because it was very unexpected. Russell said they've been told blood work will be done to test for hypothermia, but the results won't be available for 2 to 3 months. District of North Vancouver Fire and Rescue Services members assisted with the recovery of Rauner's body on October 21. A statement from Grouse Mountain Resort noted that the incident did not occur on resort property. In a statement, North Vancouver RCMP said the investigation falls under the coroner's service and they were unable to comment. While some questions remain around the death, the grief of his loved ones is very real. He was just such a sweet boy. He always cared about others, loved animals and was such a good, big brother, Russell said. It was just a horrible accident and we're all very sad. Russell created a GoFundMe page to raise donations for a funeral and memorial for Rauner last week. The campaign has already raised more than $10,000. Russell said she has been grateful for all the support from friends and family, with some flying in from Calgary, where she's from, as well as co-workers and people from the local music community. Friday, November 1, would have marked Rauner's 26th birthday. The family is still planning to do something to celebrate him. He won't be here to celebrate that, but we're 0.125 going to 0.375 to do something nice for him, she said. The BC Coroner's Service did not directly answer if the cause of death is related to the atmospheric river. As the investigation into the cause of death is still open, the Coroner's Service said they would not provide any further details at this point.